Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. On that line is Super Bowl champion Bryant McFadden. Back to break down the Steelers, and it is a good day to talk Steelers. Sunday afternoon, they head to Soldier Field to play Chicago. They've won one game there all time. That was back in 1995. They are 1-12 against the Bears in Chicago. You didn't know that, BMAC?
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. Yes. That's alarming.
Total house of horrors for them. Well, you figure if they played there in the 80s, which I think they would have, Bears were better then.
Yep.
They got Mike Glennon there. Mike Glennon had a habit of beating the Steelers
for
various teams.
They played a lot
teams.
There before the merger when
it
was just
Bears
the
were
NFL.
Stacked.
And the Bears were good back then.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you first about what happened last night in the state of the AFC. Do you feel like the Steelers are a contender or a pretender right now, BMAC?
They're a contender. I think the AFC, there's a lot of uncertainty within the entire conference, which actually helps this debate with the Steelers being a contender, because who is really, 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 really good, right?
No one.
Who's really, really, really good?
And the really, really good teams they beat. They beat New England and they beat the Colts.
Exactly. I think the issue with the Pittsburgh Steelers, they have this issue of playing down to their competition in times and just being a little inconsistent. You know what I mean? When you look at what happened in Cincinnati and even in that Green Bay game, they didn't play well against Green Bay. So within the AFC, seeing what happened last night, Buffalo is not the Buffalo Bills that we thought they would be. We've seen what's going on with the Baltimore Ravens, even though they're in the midst of this winning streak. They could have took one on the chin last week.
Mm-hmm. So, and Jackson keeps having different parts of his leg get hurt, BMAC.
Ankle, hamstring, knee.
It's like that operation game or whatever.
Yeah. So it's in Kansas City. It's Kansas City. Kansas City got a win, but they're going to need a lot of help also. So I think the Steelers are definitely a contender.
What would be like one thing you would want to see from the Steelers where you would answer this besides winning games? You know, like something about the way they're playing football where you'd say not only are they a contender, but they're a serious contender. What's something they need to do to get up to the upper echelon of that tier? You know what I mean?
I need to see the Steelers in totality play games like they did last week against Cincinnati. Play games like they did a few weeks ago against the Colts. Right now in the month of November, you know, championship teams are thriving. You know, teams that are still trying to figure things out, they're surviving. So for Pittsburgh, man, if you're a team that has those championship aspirations, you know, being a contender, you need to start thriving and showcasing that consistency. Because I think the fans would say, you know, you don't know exactly which Steeler team you're going to get, right? And I think now is the time where you showcase that consistency to be able to put forth the type of efforts that we've seen against Cincinnati, against the Colts.
Does the quarterback decision for Sunday matter in how you feel about the game, Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph?
I mean, yeah, it matters because Aaron Rodgers owns Soldier Field. You talked about Chicago's record against us in Chicago. What about Aaron Rodgers' record in Chicago?
12-3.
I mean, 12-3. He owns Soldier Field. He owns the organization for the Bears there. But I would say this. If there's a situation where Aaron can play and he could potentially make the injury worse, don't do it. This is a very, very important ball game, but this is not an AFC game. This is not an AFC North game. So if that was the case, in which I don't know, I'm not a doctor, I would say let's go with Mason Rudolph. You know, defense, do what you need to do. Playmakers around Mason, make plays. Let's try to get a game, get this win without Aaron.
How much of a difference do you think there is from Rudolph to from Rodgers to Rudolph? I mean, just I know you got to go based on what we saw in that game last week against Cincinnati, but in terms of like actual level of play, what kind of a difference or what level of a difference did you sense?
The above the shoulder element is the biggest difference for me comparing Mason to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, man, I think throughout what we've seen from 2025 with him, he looked very, very smooth. He has a control over the offense. He's never in the moment, never seems to be too big for him. And just some of the throws and just the precision with his throws has really been felt. I think that's the biggest difference.
Do the Steelers have a quarterback advantage in this game against the Bears?
Well, if our starting quarterback isn't playing, no. But if our starting quarterback is playing, yeah.
Okay.
Now, I can tell you this much about Caleb. Caleb Williams, I think he's been receiving a lot of undeserving criticism. He's been playing really good football, quiet as kept. If you look at their numbers, statistically speaking, they're in the top of the league in almost every major offensive category. And what he does in the fourth quarter is really when he's playing some of his best football. And just the ability to buy time and make things happen with his legs. But if Aaron Rodgers is in this ball game, he's 12-3 in that stadium. Hey, Aaron Rodgers probably has more wins in that stadium than Caleb has in his entire career in Chicago.
Definitely,
and I'm just throwing that out there. But
he does,
but based on exactly. So yeah, I got to take Aaron Rodgers.
BMAC, was there a stadium you love playing in besides Heinz Field? Did you have a road stadium in the pros where you're like, I always feel good here. I can track the ball better for some reason, something like that.
Yo, the Chargers, back when they were in San Diego, and for my football fans that really know the game, back when it was Qualcomm Stadium, mm-hmm. And you remember once upon a time it was Jack Murphy mm-hmm. Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, of course, Qualcomm Stadium, their traction was unbelievable. Their turf was unbelievable. And just San Diego, man, was a great place in terms of weather. And then secondly, I would go with, I'm going to go back to Autel Stadium. You remember what stadium that was? Jacksonville, exactly. So Jacksonville was always a really good attraction as well.
And Rasheed Mathis service. Thought the same thing whenever he saw Ben Roethlisberger.
Don't mention Rasheed Mathis. Every time we played against Jacksonville, when Rasheed was there, he would get a pick six every time.
So we're on corners now. This became a huge point of discussion this week. We didn't think it would be. Somebody asked Tomlin on Tuesday, hey, if Darius Slay gets out of concussion protocol, will he start at corner over James Pierre? And Tomlin said yes, and it was like the record stopped because Pierre's been really good and Slay hasn't been that good, and it brings back the old question about can you lose your job because of an injury, and should the veteran get the nod over the guy that's the hot hand? What's your take on it?
I mean, we've seen situations in past, not just with the Steelers, but just in the NFL in general, where players will lose their job because of injury. Because that new player has a really, really hot hand, and the entire team has been better with that said player in the lineup. And for Tomlin to go back to Darius Slay, there's something that he's comfortable with Slay in the lineup that we might not be privy to, right? And we just got to trust his football defensive judgment. He's a defensive-minded coach. He's coming from the secondary. That was his specialty once upon a time. So we just got to trust that he knows what's best. But one thing we've seen with Pierre, seeing him just the maturation process for him has been amazing to watch, because now he provides an element of depth in that position, which will be needed because there's a lot of football left to be played. And I love the confidence that he's playing with. He's playing with a lot of confidence, man. You can tell he has really got acclimated to playing cornerback in the National Football League. And he's a Broward County guy as well. You know, he's from Deerfield Beach, 954.
He's Lamar Jackson's cousin.
Yeah, yeah. So last time I checked, you know, cornerbacks from Broward County usually do well in the Pittsburgh Steelers uniform.
Is that right?
This guy, this particular gentleman I'm about to ask you about, I believe is from suburban Nashville. His name is Jalen Ramsey, and he is suddenly just a free safety. and he's not a queen on the chessboard who moves around.
BMAC, you called BMAC, this. You said simplify it and put him at safety before they did it.
They put him at safety, and I just want to know what your opinion is. I think we've got a three-game sample now of him just being back there. How do you feel like it's going?
Well, you guys know how I feel. I said this weeks ago when, you know, there were some transparency issues in the back end. I was like, yo, simplify it and stop moving him around so much. Allow him to focus in on one position where he can really showcase his skill set. And I don't know if Terrell Austin was listening to our call that day, but I'm happy he made the move to just allow Jalen to focus in at the safety because he's a difference maker. Jalen Ramsey's an old-school safety. He will punish you. And that's what jump-started the back and forth between him and Ja'Marr Chase last week. When Ja'Marr Chase ran that under-over route, that was an under route, or deep over, and it was incompletion, but Jalen Ramsey speared him in the back legally? No question. Wide receivers are not accustomed to getting hit like that in today's football league. And I'm happy to see Jalen. You remember what he did against the Colts when he was firing off on Tyler Warren, who's 6'6", when he fired off on Michael Pittman. Those type of players are not in the league anymore, or they don't display that skill set, that punishment. And you better believe when they watch film, I can tell you wide receiver coaches are telling the Chicago Bears. Antoine Randall is telling his wide receivers, you better protect yourself when you come across that middle because number five ain't playing the radio.
Who's your pick in this game and who's going to be the star of the game?
I've been doing pretty good the last few weeks.
Okay.
I've been doing it, and it's time for me to start playing the lottery. Do you know, guys, someone not too far from my house won the lottery and I didn't play it?
Wait, how much they win?
They won the big boy, the $900 million or whatever it was.
That could have been you.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing? We're not too far from my house. The girls, Publix, they won the $900 million. And you know what?
That's a lot of pub subs to buy with that.
Listen, when I hit $900 million, I'll still be doing my weekly hit with you guys.
Thank you. That was my next question. Would you abandon us or no? And I'm glad to hear that you'd still be loyal.
He'd be flying us out to his mansion to do it in person.
Yeah, we can set that up real nice. That'd be real nice. But my star of the week, boy. Let's go defense. Caleb Williams, got to get some humble pie. And I hope the Pittsburgh Steelers are bringing three whole pies for him to eat on, humbly. So let me go with Keanu Benton, and let's go Jalen Ramsey. I think Jalen Ramsey's still a little fired up for what happened.
And final score?
To see him. Final score, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers winning this game. We're going to go 19-17.
Slog. Okay.
Old AFC North, little old sluggy, goony type ball game.
Going to be a nasty one.
All right, BMAC, thanks. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, BMAC.
Yes, sir.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for the Donnie Football Debrief. And speaking of old Don, Donnie Football and new Penguins beat man Jason Mackey will be at Shiloh Plate and Pour for a pregame tailgate brunch Sunday. Donnie and Jason will broadcast live from 10 to 1 from Shiloh Plate and Pour, Mount Washington's favorite sports bar. Now it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Debrief gets moved around because Cabali comes in for a full hour and 20 minutes. And also, it is with Charlie Borges today because Donnie has high school football tonight. I don't know which state playoff game he has.
He does not have a game tonight.
He does not have a game tonight.
So he just gets a Friday off.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He just doesn't have to Ernie Banks it. He just gets to go in there, work with Joe, slaughter him in the quiz show, which I assume he did today.
But then he has a doubleheader or triple header tomorrow. Quintuple header. No.
No.
Quad.
Quadruple header. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess he's not really.
So we get Charlie instead.
He's not skating.
God, you could sound less excited if you wanted to.
So we get Charlie instead. I guess we have Charlie here. I don't know, Winnie the Pooh. I guess we'll throw it over to Charlie for the Charlie.
I mean,
hockey
you don't exactly ooze energy when you come in here yourself. So you're kind of throwing stones at glass houses.
You aren't really like skipping through here like you're Mary Poppins. You're like, hello, Mulsey. And I'm like, hi, Charlie. How are you, Mulsey?
Oh, I'm good, Charlie.
I say hello to you every day.
You do, and I say hello back.
You look at me. You stare at me.
No, I don't.
You stare holes through my soul.
No, I do not. I say hello, Mr. Borges.
Hi. Like, you could...
Oh, now you're acting like I'm a real a-hole. No. Well, maybe the shoe fits there. Anyway.
The Debrief, November 21, 2025. It's not football related, but we talked about it off the air, and I'm going to do it for the Debrief. Eetu Luostarinen, a player for the Florida Panthers, is out week to week due to, quote, a barbecue accident.
Ate a good barbecue accident.
This is coming off the heels of Jack Hughes of the New Jersey Devils slicing his finger. As far as we know, it wasn't completely amputated for, quote, leaning on glass.
Ugh.
Gross.
That's like in college, I put my hand through a glass door and I thought I was going to have to get my pinky amputated.
Blood everywhere.
Yeah, I was, you know, really drunk. Messed up, but...
Yeah, maybe shrooming.
No, I didn't do that.
I once tried to do, I was drunk, but I was not like combative with anyone. I was goofing around with an empty beer bottle my senior year. So I was like legal to drink and everything, should have known better. We had a porch and I was trying to do the scene in Happy Gilmore. He breaks the bottle over the bar to fight Shooter. Stupid. Don't realize that's a prop. It's probably made of sugar.
Sugar glass, yeah.
And it breaks on purpose that way and it can't hurt him. I try to break that thing, and it splits right up, and it cuts right, you know, slices right down, like, the length of the finger. Did not, like, need stitches, because it was not, I pulled my hand back at the last second, because I think I realized how dumb it was. Mm. Still had to have the Band-Aid wrapped pretty tight for a solid couple of days, Borges.
So he could have burned himself, could have blown up.
He could have been trying to light the grill, and propane.
Question about when you say a barbecue incident. I get kind of annoyed when people call grilling barbecuing. To me, you're grilling. Barbecuing is something else. Or making barbecue, I always think of there's a smoker involved.
He could have fell into the smoker.
Yeah, barbecue incident tells me that he like burned his hand.
Yeah, I think we're talking about very severe burns here.
Yeah, I think that's
He's out week to week because obviously hockey players have to wear the gloves and equipment.
Well, they're probably not like third degree burns, I would think. Bad enough that they got to blister up and then heal probably.
I did look up weird injuries in sports history.
Sammy Sosa had one where he sneezed and like broke a rib.
Correct. Another one for baseball. Yoel Zumaya. This is one of my favorites.
Hurt himself playing Guitar Hero.
Yeah, he had carpal tunnel.
Playing Guitar Hero. He was out for three games.
Clint Barmas jacked up his shoulder carrying deer meat up the steps.
At Todd Helton's house.
Fell up the steps.
Brandon Morrow, while this is what the article says, while taking his pants off at 3 a.m. after returning from a road trip, he suffered back spasms and had to be placed on the 10-day injured list.
Former Penguin.
Didn't Derrick Rose in basketball like severely cut his hand just trying to cut an apple into chunks or something? So there's one of these that involves a guy trying to cut an apple and not being able to do it.
That one wasn't on this
list. Okay, what else we got?
Chris Hansen, not of NBC fame.
Not the take a seat over here guy.
The Hansen brothers.
Yeah. For the Jacksonville Jaguars, at the time, new head coach Jack Del Rio had a saying, keep chopping wood, placed an axe and a stump in the locker room. And Hansen, the punter, swung said axe and accidentally hit himself in the leg in his planting foot.
Oh.
There was blood all over the floor, and he was out for the rest of the season.
Dude, he's lucky to even have his leg.
That's a great one. That is a tremendous
one. I cut through bread once with one of those like serrated knives. I think it was one of those Cutco knives that people sell door to door.
Yeah.
And I had my middle finger where the blade was going without realizing it. Cut right through there, like a nice little deep, you know, gouge or whatever. Should have got stitches. Made this mistake, reacted like freaked out, like I was 13, shook my finger, blood all over the ceilings. You could have had like a blood spatter analyst come into our kitchen at my parents' house and do this. They had just gotten the kitchen redone the prior year. Oh, it was not good, to say the least.
Incident like that when my dad was renovating his house for my little brother's room. The contractor was cutting wood with the saw, and the wood jumped. His finger went into the saw.
Oh!
The saw met finger. Saw won.
Saw never loses.
And he did what you did. He kind of like freaked out and shook his hand. But when he shook his hand, there was literally just a trail of blood that started from the wall that went around
the finger
ceiling.
Was in your house somewhere?
Oh, they grabbed the finger. I think they got it reattached. But
they reattached it?
If they can reattach a penis, they can reattach fingers.
Good point. Speaking of.
Got to keep them on ice, though.
Speaking of fingers or penises?
Penises. This one was the
this
most.
This is the best football debrief ever.
This is.
Right here. Wow.
UFC fighter Bryce Mitchell was doing work around his house and was sizing up a wood board, and he had a drill in his pocket.
Oh, God, dude.
The drill turned on in his pocket and, quote, ripped his scrotum in half.
Oh, my dad burned his penis on a stove once.
What was he doing with his penis out near a stove?
He was making breakfast naked.
I mean, your old man packing heat? Like, how does it, like...
I don't know the story. I've heard it. Yeah.
Was he making, like, bacon? Because that's just stupid planning.
Know.
Bacon splatters everywhere.
I agree.
What is he doing?
I know.
Was he, like, trying to compare the...
I don't have really any gory details other than that.
Sausage was the order of the day, Andrew.
Was he trying to compare what the sausage links that he had?
Speaking
he
of speaking of food, the Steelers are in Chicago on Sunday. Chicago's a great food city.
Yes, it is.
And it reminds me of a former sales guy here who would take a flight to Chicago just to eat dinner in Chicago at a restaurant he liked, and then
steakhouse.
He would come back.
He would, hold on, Charlie.
He would travel to Chicago just to eat dinner there, and then he would return
to
Pittsburgh.
All right, I'm going
to
say the rest of this story, too.
Charlie's face.
Charlie, hold on, though. It gets better. Pony won't name the restaurant, but all I can tell you is in a terrific food city, it was a perfectly good, not like legendary steak joint. He would get the same steak. He would also order with the steak, not like a shot. A full bottle of Jägermeister.
Yeah.
He would sit there. So think about the order of operations. Man boards plane by himself. Flies
to... He went alone?
Flies
I'm pretty sure.
455 miles away. Presumably takes taxi to restaurant. Sits down. Out by himself. I'll have a steak and an entire bottle of Jäger. Proceeds to eat steak and drink presumably most of a bottle of Jaeger. And then as far as I understand it, either sleeps in Chicago that night or maybe once in a while gets right back on a plane and flies back to Pittsburgh.
That must be the most expensive dinner just to be alone.
Well, back in the day, I think flights were cheap enough. He probably was spending maybe $180 on a round trip,
especially
ticket.
Out of Pittsburgh.
Right.
Back in the
day. It was a quick hop, so maybe the flight not that bad. The taxi, whatever. He was spending, I bet, $400 to eat steak and drink Jaeger.
I don't think there's enough. I don't think there's a place in the world where I would get on a flight for a one meal
that makes
dinner and fly back.
That makes Mark Davis previously drive like his Oakland or Bay Area to Palm Springs to get his crappy haircut. That makes that look like child's play by comparison.
Like, we would go, my dad and I, every now and again, we would drive to Philly, which was like 45 minutes, an hour to get a cheesesteak. And then we would drive back.
You didn't board a plane and go through TSA security.
Exactly. The only security we were going through was the guy in the place that we would go to, and he would just look at you and go, eh.
I think if you drive more than an hour for a meal, it better be the best meal of your life.
Well, there's
anything more than an hour just to eat. I mean, if you're doing other things there and you're going to eat as well, I get it.
My friends and I, we would do that. There's a, like, New Haven, Connecticut is known for their pizza.
Yes,
and there's a chicken
I've
wing place. That. We would drive the 2 hours, and we call it our fat boy trips. And we
of course
would,
you did.
We would go there and go to all these different pizza places, go to the wing place, and then we would drive the 2 hours back. So it was like an all-day affair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand for the
and
fat boy trips.
And it was called the fat boy trips?
Fat boy trips.
I like
and
that.
How many people would go on the fat boy trips?
It started off with four, sadly. One of our buddies is no longer
and
with us.
How old were you guys at this?
We just turned 21. Okay. So like from 21 to about 24. Seven, 28.
Two addendums here, Pony. Your 1 hour rule each way. I mean, there's a very good Italian joint out in like near Jeanette that you have referenced many times.
Yeah, that's the
extreme.
That's the
end.
Maximum I would travel.
Okay. So that place, I think that would be more than an hour for me just for traffic reasons. But I think it's more like if it's 60 miles away. Donnie has chimed in via text. He's listening.
Yeah.
During the saw portion of this debrief, which covered a lot of ground, my dad cut through part of his hand with a motor saw. It's a motorized saw. Put a glove on and drove himself to the ER.
It's a man's man right there.
I will only say one thing, not knowing how deep the cut was. It could not have been that deep because I think you'd go into shock from a wound that severe.
Not Donnie's dad. He's an ultimate badass.
I don't know if...
John Football,
I don't know if
listening.
That necessarily is like a thing. I think you're going to go into shock if you're going to go into shock.
I've never cut myself with anything, but I have impaled myself. When I working
that's
a at a
technicality.
Bar,
that's a technicality.
Do you know the ticket spikes? Like when you're done with the ticket for
yes.
food, you
oh, jeez! Literally,
the,
Jesus!
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a spider, and I went to smash it. But when I went to smash it,
God, dude!
Only stabbed right, myself in the arm.
I'm good.
What the hell did you unleash on this world for the last 10 minutes?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're talking about Steelers and Bears and asking who should be the quarterback, an injured Aaron Rodgers or a healthy Mason Rudolph at 412-928-9370. We also have last night's game to react to. The Bills lost. Buffalo now 7-4. Texans move up to 6-5. The Bills have the same problem the Steelers have offensively, but it's worse. They don't have a wide receiver.
Period.
Yeah. Shakir fumbled last night. He was their best guy statistically. You think Roman Wilson's in a doghouse or was? Keon Coleman, who they picked in the second round, has been a healthy scratch the last two games.
Not great.
Buffalo is taking on water. The Chiefs, if they lose Sunday to the Colts, could be eliminated. The Ravens are going to beat the Jets. So that's going to put pressure on the Steelers in the AFC North. The Ravens are going to beat New York, and that's going to get the Ravens over 500 for the first time all year. They'll be 6-5. And that is the scary thing about the Steelers' trip to Chicago, is if they lose it, they're going to be tied with the Ravens coming down the stretch here. And Baltimore's schedule is considerably easier than the Steelers, although...
To say nothing of the fact that Vegas just thinks the Ravens are a better team and would sweep that matchup if they were asked.
Although the Steelers do have the two games against the Ravens and will, you know, control their own destiny, even though they'll be tied. They'll just have given that lead away.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the perception is that they would actually go 0-2 among, like, the people who set the odds here.
What I'm really saying is, if the Steelers can get by the Bears, by hook or by crook, by any means necessary, they are smack dab in this conversation. That's what this game, I think, means. If you win, you still have the Ravens behind you in the standings. You'll be in first place. You'll be in position to host a playoff game for the first time since 2020. And the teams ahead of you don't scare you. And the teams behind you used to scare you, but don't as much anymore.
Well, teams behind you might still scare you if you have to see them, but their problem is just getting into the dance. That's the big thing.
And I said last night, and people got mad at me on Twitter.
There's a surprise.
The Steelers could absolutely win a playoff game this year, and maybe more.
It looks like it's shaping up in the AFC at least, because the NFC feels like the Rams, the Eagles are still kind of a powerhouse, but especially the Rams. It feels like the AFC has an opening for what I will call a 2015 Broncos-style team. Maybe. Honestly, I watched Houston yesterday. They could absolutely win playoff games with that defense if it's healthy.
And they could lose playoff
games. They could lose to anybody.
Their offensive line blows.
Yes, and I mean, they
and
might have to start
Stroud
Davis
hasn't been
Mills.
The same guy since his rookie year, yeah.
But the point is, like, I look at Denver just because I'm using a 2015 Denver comp, the last time maybe a team with a crap offense and an unbelievable defense made a run and won the whole thing. Look at Denver right now, man. They're middle of the league when it comes to actual scoring output. Does anybody think they have a good offense?
No.
They have a terrific defense, one of the three best in the league. It might be in a one-game setting. It might be the best one.
The Broncos' defense is what the Steelers' defense wanted to be this year.
Sure. Yeah. So is the Texans' defense. The Patriots are top five in both scoring offense and scoring defense. They haven't lost since the Steelers beat them. They have reeled off a bunch of pretty impressive wins, for the most part, against some good teams in there. Does anybody, though, yet think that they are a juggernaut? I don't.
No, they also have had the easiest schedule in the AFC
this year.
They
beat the Jets. They beat a Falcons team that's bad. They smoked the Browns, who stink. They beat the Saints in there. Beating the Bills, very good win. Beating
the Panthers. They got two good wins. They went to Tampa and won, and they went to Buffalo and won.
I mean, smacking Carolina at home by 30 points now that we know that Carolina's frisky is pretty good.
Yeah.
But, yes, overall, I agree. The Colts, if they're in their building, they scare me. But if they're not in their building, look what happened when they came here.
They lost to the Raiders at home.
Look what happened when they came here.
When you're the Patriots and you lose to the Raiders, You're not right. infallible here.
You forfeit the right to say anything. The Colts, scary in the right setting, but in the wrong setting, they're very fallible, as we found out. The point is, it is a seeming more open AFC, and the fact that Kansas City has to like climb over other teams to get this done and get back in, the fact that Baltimore even has to climb over other teams and might have a gimpy quarterback, does make it, at least on its face, feel much more wide open than it has in previous years. Where it's really, honestly for me, man, almost going back probably at least 4 years, if not longer, it has been some combination of it's the Chiefs and the Ravens, it's the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bills.
Chris, I'm not even sure the Steelers have a lot of the problems that we've harped on and bitched about fixed. And I
don't think they do.
And I don't feel like, oh, if they make the playoffs, it's a death march to get blown out by somebody.
The real story here is that they could get like somebody to emerge as a legitimate second wide receiver target, and their defense continues to stabilize and doesn't get banged up. They could actually improve. There is room to believe that they could be a better football team in 3 or 4 weeks than they are now. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that that would happen.
Yeah.
And you can say that about every one of these other teams, so people, you don't have to tweet me that, oh, Denver could figure it out too, and they've got a better offensive head coach. But if they just get somebody like Roman Wilson to emerge, they will look like a better team.
I would love that, but I don't even think that's necessary.
I'm not saying it is necessary. I'm saying it would help a lot.
I think two things are more likely and would give them a better chance of ending this playoff win drought. I think their defense, the stats don't look good, but I think they're playing in a way that makes me think there's potential for them to become one of the best defenses in the NFL. And all of their rushing stats stink, but it's easier for me to picture that offensive line coming together as a run-blocking unit with the jumbo packages and with Darnell Washington and opening up holes for Warren and Gainwell than really right now it is for me picturing Aaron Rodgers turning back the clock and looking like a top 10 quarterback again with the weapons they have in their passing game. Like, I could see their defense getting to a point where they're close to where Denver is and Houston is and the Rams are.
They need their highest paid player to start showing up more.
Yeah,
often.
Watt's got to play better. And this, hopefully this walking boot thing with Cam Hayward is not a big deal. Because I still think right now, even with all the flack and crap he took in the offseason, the Steelers' best defensive player, week in and week out, play in and play out, is Hayward.
Yeah, he's been, I think, largely very good. Very good.
412-928-9370. Here's Joseph on the fan. Hello, Joe.
Oh, hey, thanks for getting me on again, guys.
Sure.
Hey, so I'm Mason Rudolph's biggest fan. I've been calling for years, ever since Rudolph got his shot. I was actually the guy, Pony, you asked me back in 2023 what made Mason Rudolph so great and this and that. And I gave you my scenario. You hung up on me. You said, oh, I can't take that guy. And the next day, you changed your whole tune on Rudolph. So I'd like to see Rudolph.
Sounds believable. I don't remember that, but I don't.
I do.
I don't put it past. Yes, you do. I don't put it past me or you, though. Okay, so your tune on Mason Rudolph is now what? That even when both guys are healthy, he's better than Aaron Rodgers?
Well, he's 30 years old. Rodgers is 41. Come on, man.
Okay, can you bring yourself
50 years old playing quarterback?
Well, can you at least say it? Yes, Mason Rudolph is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, at this time in his career, at 30 years old, he is in the prime of his life right now. He's 30 years old.
Okay.
No, I'm not putting down Rodgers, but he's 41. His time has passed.
All right. So
when was the last time he won a Super Bowl when they beat the Steelers?
All
I was at that game.
All right. So congratulations on all your success. So if Tomlin plays an injured Aaron Rodgers, which it appears he will, over a healthy Mason Rudolph on Sunday, Joseph and Hopewell will be really pissed off.
No, I won't be mad. It is what it is. I can't control all that. I wasn't even planning on calling, but you guys were looking for the Mason Rudolph lovers, and I'm a big Mason Rudolph fan.
If you love the guy and you think he gives the team a better chance to win, you're not going to care if Tomlin plays an ancient injured quarterback over him? You're not going to care.
Well, as the game goes on and you see how inept he is, and they put Mason in there, and
I don't think that's going to happen.
Give you a call next week.
Okay, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think if Rudolph starts, he's got to get knocked. I mean, if Rodgers starts, I think he's got to get knocked out of the game with the injury for Rudolph to go in. Do you agree with that? I don't think Mike will bench him for performance reasons, because then I think
He would have to throw 3 or 4 picks and just look atrocious.
Rodgers would have to take himself out of the game in that situation and say, I'm hurting the team more than I'm helping it. Get me out of here, I think.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you're right.
Here's Mike in Monroeville. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just going to say I'm definitely Team Rodgers. I mean, Mason's played over 30 games at this point in his career. We kind of know what he is. And, I mean, after that playoff game, whenever they played Buffalo, I mean, I know he wasn't the sole reason. He had opportunities to put him back in the lead, and he just couldn't.
All right, but just to play devil's advocate, did we know what Sam Darnold was after 30 games? Did we know what Geno Smith was after 30 games? I don't know if the 30-game argument really holds water. By the way, I don't think he played 30 games. But I'm just saying, I don't know if that holds water anymore.
Well, my argument to that is because I don't believe that Tomlin can get any kind of more untapped potential out of him. So that's why I think if it's a big if, because you guys kind of already mentioned it with Baltimore, I don't think we're even making the playoffs. I thought that after the first Cincinnati game. But if we did, I just want to see somebody different, not somebody we've already seen in the past, because our goal should be to win a playoff game.
That's not really a ringing endorsement for Rodgers,
no.
though.
Well, no,
I've
no,
seen Mason Rudolph
not even
lose
close
one.
To it. Yeah, it's not an endorsement, period.
Rudolph is 9-6-1 in games where he's gotten significant snaps for the Steelers. That's half the number that he pointed out. That's basically a season worth of football.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say off a season's worth of football that you know for 100% that the guy's just a dude?
I mean, I think it's pretty clear. He's also been very bad somewhere else. Like Sam Darnold's whole thing that like you brought up, or Geno Smith's whole thing, was a change of scenery did them good. I know he went to a moribund franchise, but nobody else wanted him, and then he certainly didn't elevate his surroundings for said franchise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.